Mr. Ola Oresanya said due to the partnership among government agencies in the state, Loma Medical Waste Unit has created jobs for over 130 PSP operators who daily collect and transport waste from healthcare facilities in the state. He highlighted on the future plans of Loma in management of healthcare waste.
We have one of the latest technology in the treatment of medical care waste, making sure that I get other people involved. DragMed this time around is to create awareness on potential diseases, emerging infectious waste such as the EBV and HIV, making sure that we preserve the health standard of our people, which is the ultimate for the healthcare waste management. Compliance is growing by the day. Compliance in 2006 was less than 5%, but as of right now, our compliance rate is close to about 80%.
Mr. Oresanya said due to the recent Ebola virus disease saga in the country, it was necessary to intensify efforts in ensuring proper and safe management of healthcare waste, as this could increase the rate of infectious disease spread in the country. The chief medical director of First Consultant Hospital, Dr. Benji Oheri, said though four staff of the hospital lost their lives in the process of treating the first carrier of the Ebola virus disease in the country, proper management of the medical waste generated contributed in reducing the spread of the deadly disease.
I know that with your help, all those who died, you will not let them die in vain. Waste management is critical because the health of the people is integral to the environment, and waste is a critical part of the environment. The weakest link within the waste package is the medical waste, because those who take care of it run the risk, and those who have to manage it run the risk. Yet the society is always at risk.
He pointed out that with the pressure and legal threats the hospital faced from Liberian envoy to release the carrier of the Ebola disease from its hospital, the health and safety of Nigeria was paramount. Dr. Harry called for increased best practices in management of medical waste, as this was an important lesson learned in the course of containing the spread of the Ebola virus disease. I am Tina Armstrong.